Planned Parenthood Florida clinics say they're allowed to perform abortions up to 13.6 weeks, a period that's considered within the first trimester of pregnancy. ACA says three clinics were found to be in violation of a state rule that says the first trimester is the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. The second part of that rule adds the words first 14 completed weeks from the last normal menstrual period. Jacksonville-based administrative law attorney Tad Dalagall says while he's not familiar with the overall issue, it appears ACA is using what's called a non-ruled policy.
Well, if they're not giving credit to that 14-week provision, then they are, yes. If they're creating just sort of a hard and fast 12-week rule without regard to the 14-week portion of it, then it would appear that they're violating the rule or creating some kind of non-rule policy.
If that's the case, Dalagall says Planned Parenthood could take the issue to an administrative law judge to sort out. ACA says it will penalize the Florida Planned Parenthood clinics it found to be in violation. But in a statement, Laura Goodhue, executive director of Florida Alliance of Planned Parenthood Affiliates, says, quote, ACA's new interpretation is grossly inconsistent with years of previous inspections and outside of both the regulations and accepted medical standards. Abortions have long been a sensitive issue, and the recent emergence of undercover videos showing Planned Parenthood doctors discussing the sale of fetal tissue for research has once again led to calls the organization should lose its federal funding. Governor Rick Scott ordered an inspection of the state facilities in response to those videos. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.